This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah says, regarding Kisei Kadi Yain V'Kadi Shemen, covers of wine or oil jugs, or V'Kisei Chavios Niyaros, or covers of Niyarian barrels, all of which you physically, you know, in theory, could be used as containers. If you flip it upside down, you could put things in the interior of that upside down cover. Yet Taharan, these are all not subject to Tumah, because their intended purpose is only to cover whatever type of container they cover. Therefore, since these are merely covers, not containers, they're not subject to Tumah. However, if the owner decided that he would like to now use the cover in question to contain something, all he has to do is decide to do that. For when it comes to making a given object subject to Tumah, that's easier to do than it is to remove the kli status from something that already is subject to Tumah. If something's already subject to Tumah, it's already a kli, and you want to change its use to something else such that it's no longer mekabel Tumah, then you have to physically modify it. You would have to take something, let's say, until now wasn't used as a cover, and physically modify it in a way to make it into a cover. But here we're going in the opposite direction. We have something that as of now is not yet subject to Tumah. You want to make it subject to Tumah, that's relatively easy to do. You just decide, designate this now as a container. Once he uses it for that purpose, at least once, Tumayim, at that point, it would be subject to Tumah. The Mishnah discusses a particular cover. We have Kisei Halefas, cover of a stew pot. The Mishnah rules, Bezman Shehu Nako V'yesh Lo Chidud, if the cover in question either has a hole in it, or it has a pointed handle on top, such that if you turn it over, it's not going to balance. And the first case is a hole, so if you put stuff in there, it's going to go out of the holes. In these cases, Tahar, without question, the cover is not subject to Tumah, because this item purely functions as a cover and not a container. The Mishnah says, if, however, if the stew pot cover has no hole, nor any pointed handle, and so when you turn it over, it could lie flat, Tameh, this particular type of stew pot cover is subject to Tumah, because it was typical for a housewife to not just use it as a cover, but as a container as well. The first Tana says, how would she use it? She would use it to help strain the vegetables and separate them from the water. So since the standard was that it was multi-purpose, it was used also as a container, and therefore would be subject to Tumah. But Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadok has a different understanding of how this kind of cover would be used when it would be flipped upside down. He says, no, they wouldn't strain the vegetables with it, rather, mipnei shehi ofechas alav esarunki. The housewife would dump the stewed vegetables on it and mash them there. So it's just a disagreement of how it would be used, but there's no halachic disagreement in that both opinions agree that since it was standard to also use this cover as a container, it therefore is subject to Tumah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.